Lieutenant Jones here.
Is this Lieutenant Jones?
You got him.
I'm looking for Lieutenant Roger Jones.
This is Lieutenant Roger Jones. How can I help you?
Now, this is Alistair Greenwald. We seem to be having a slight problem here at the Sunny Days Senior Citizens Home for the criminally insane, infirm, and incontinent.
And what would that be? Missing teeth or missing diapers?
Our patients are being murdered.
The Radio Repertory Company of America presents The Brooks Sisters. Today's episode, The Asylum Murders. Now, let's rejoin the action as Police Lieutenant Roger Jones investigates the scene of the crime.
Well, here's the latest victim, Wilfred McTavish. Lieutenant, I needn't tell you the patients are starting to get a tad disconcerted with the number of bodies beginning to add up.
So why'd you wait until now to tell us that six of your patients have been murdered?
Well, you see, Lieutenant, our patients aren't what you would call lively. Their version of high-impact aerobics is falling out of their wheelchairs, breaking their hips, and losing their breath at the same time. Now, most of our patients just sit in their chairs and stare. We simply didn't know these people were dead until we saw that they didn't touch any of their chocolate pudding. Now, when our patients sense leftover chocolate pudding, well, it reminds you of sharks having a feeding frenzy. It was a grisly sight, as you can imagine. Ah, Nurse Ricketts.
No time for small talk. Where's the body?
Who is this?
This is our head nurse, Winifred Ricketts.
And who is this clown?
Police Lieutenant Jones. That's who this clown is. Now, what do you know about this body?
Let's see. Oh, look. There's the arms. Oh, I also see legs, toes, fingers. Oh, look here above the mouth. It's the nose. How much more do you want?
And where were you going to take the body?
Back to his room.
Where were you going to take a dead body back to its room?
He's got the room paid up through June.
Nurse, there's a police sergeant outside. Tell him to have the medical examiner take the body.
What am I, the maid around here? First Greenwald here wants me to fetch his paper and slippers every night. Then the patients want me to find their teeth. Now you want me to get the medical examiner. It's not my job.
Nurse Ricketts, please.
Oh, all right.
Whoa, how long has she been with you?
15 years. 15 of the longest years of my life. 15. Count them. 15 interminable, excruciating years. 15 nightmares.
I get the point. I smell bitter almonds.
So, Mr. McTavish was sneaking snacks into his room. Well, let that be a lesson to him.
Greenwald, the smell of bitter almonds on the breath is a sign of cyanide poisoning.
Good gracious! Poor McTavish! Well, he had just been signed in last week. He was looking for some excitement in his leisure years. 12 hands of bingo with each hand, and all this while standing on his head in a torrential downpour. That was his dream. Some people aim for the stars. Others aim for places just above the hairline. Well, that's if you can find any hairlines around here.
Who do you think might be killing these people, and why?
Well, the who part is fairly easy. Probably someone who wants the insurance. Most of our patients are filthy rich, with an emphasis on the filthy part. Now, the why part is much more complex. You see, it gets to motivation. You're asking me to get inside the who's mind, as it were. And that gets a little murky. Well, there could have been that bedwetting problem during his youth. Or that business in college when the person was caught wearing a woman's girdle during a hernia test. Well, then it might be the time
Greenwald,
that he was...
Greenwald, do you have a patient list?
Well, yes, I do, but it's strictly confidential. I wouldn't even show this list to my mother, and she's been dead 20 years. Showing someone our patient list would bring her back from the dead and kill her. You may cut my fingers off, but I still wouldn't show you the list.
Would you take $10?
How many copies would you like? Hey, right this way, Lieutenant. All the patient files are kept in the wine cellar. Ah, here you are.
Thanks. Now, let's see what we got. My God!
Hallelujah, brother!
I found Barbara and Betty Brooke, the babbling Brooke sisters.
Oh, so you know them.
How'd they get in here? They were sent up the river for good.
Sorry to burst your fragile bubble, Lieutenant, but they were sent here because they were deemed insane.
Yeah, but these ladies are killers.
Well, you are so right, Lieutenant. You are so right. Well, that singing routine they perform each night has us wetting out diapers. Oh, yes, I confess, I too have to don a pair every once in a while.
Where are they now?
Why, I'm wearing them.
I mean the Brooks sisters. Where are they?
Greenwald, the Brooks sisters were seen running out the front door a couple of minutes ago.
Sergeant, this is Jones. I want the house surrounded. Howard, Johnson, you guys go around the back. Thomas, Jefferson, go to the side door. Francois, Mitterrand, you guys cover the front door.
Get in here.
Well, 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 if it isn't the babbling Brooks sisters.
What is the meaning of this, Alistair?
Let go of my arm, copper. And grab me around the waist.
Ladies, ladies, this is Lieutenant Jones from the local police department.
We're taking the fifth.
Oh, can I have a slug of that?
We don't speak to the fuss, Derry, and you know that.
Ladies, I'm here to investigate the murders that have been taking place.
Oh, heavens, I heard about those. Didn't you, Barbara Bunny?
Oh, yes. Oh, my, my, yes. To think that it's happening so close to us is absolutely, it's absolutely death-defying.
Oh,
how
yes.
do you feel about
oh,
that?
Oh, absolutely terrorizing, wouldn't you say, Barbara?
Oh, yes, yes. Terrorizing is a damn good word. Damn good.
Oh, positively dazzling, that word, terrorizing. I use it every chance I can get.
Oh,
ladies,
yes, but I wouldn't...
I'm taking you both in suspicion of murder.
You can't take us. This is a place of political asylum.
That's right, Mother.
You got the asylum part right, but I can haul you downtown, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
We're innocent, Lieutenant. Oh, but aren't you going to frisk me, Lieutenant? Hello, Dean Frisk.
This'll be your home until you two decide to sing.
So you want me to sing, is that it, Copper?
Well, I think it would be best.
Oh, may I sing, too?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. Barbara, let's sing to the lieutenant.
Oh, let's do.
Oh, how about that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Bum, bum,
oh, yes,
bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum,
bum,
bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, absolutely rousing.
Oh, yes, I found it arousing.
Well, actually, it's up for splendid.
Who asked you, Fuzzhead?
Ladies, get comfortable in here because I'm taking you in front of the judge tomorrow.
Oh, are we eloping, Lieutenant?
I want you two in jail for the murders of the six patients at Stonehenge Senior Citizens Home.
But we didn't off those geriatrics, Lieutenant.
That's right. Barbara Bunny and I have decided to play inside the foul pole from now on.
Yes, inside the sideline markers.
Out of the penalty box.
No more yellow flags for us.
Oh, but I did like those. Hey,
can't you two keep your trap shut for just a minute? Now, good night.
Oh, dear.
What now?
These are not my teeth.
Well, good morning, ladies. How was your sleep?
What sleep? We played craps with the prostitutes you put us in with and won $300. That's $150 for you, Barbara.
7-Eleven baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Hey, gals, I have some very good news for you.
Oh, wait, don't tell me. Sonny Bono is releasing the CD of his greatest hits. I've been waiting for that momentous occasion for years.
Oh, and I just love Sonny Bono. Could that man...
Well, I just got a call from Alistair Greenwald. It seems another patient was murdered last night.
Well, Lieutenant, whatever lights your flame.
Well, that means the two of you are innocent. You're free to go.
Ah, it's good to smell the green, green grass of home.
I kiss the earth of freedom.
Ladies, last night you said you both had decided to follow the straight and narrow.
And who might that be?
Oh, you could say that new orderly.
What am I getting myself into here? Let me ask you, were you serious?
Dead serious. Well, I mean that figuratively, of course.
Oh, that figures. You're always speaking figuratively, Barbara Bunny.
Oh, well, go figure.
How would you like to do some undercover work for me?
Oh, well, when it comes to doing undercover work, you've met the queen. Why, do you know what J. Edgar Hoover once said about me?
No. What?
Who let that broad into the men's room?
I'd like you two to go back to Stonehenge and be my spies. Maybe you can find out who's killing the patients.
Become a spy? Like Mata Hari?
More like Grandma Tahari.
Or that great Hindu spy, Mahatma Hari.
And in return for your cooperation, I'll have your sentences shortened.
How many words will be allowed in our short sentences? I generally use 5 or 6 words per sentence.
So I guess we could speak in shorter sentences, Barbara, if we must, right?
Righto.
I think you've latched onto a pretty good idea. Anything to make the two of you speak less. So, what do you say?
We'll take the job, Lieutenant. Yes. From now on, the Brooks sisters will work for the forces of good.
And we'll speak in shorter sentences.
Thank you, God.
Safely back at the Stonehenge Senior Citizens Home.
Yes, it's good to be back.
I see the police let you two walk.
Yes, but only after they saw we were having trouble skipping.
I don't trust you two.
Well, I don't give a flying fandango, and besides, Betty and I don't trust you. We both think you're stealing our denture cream and using it as wig glue.
That's right.
I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Which one? The glass eye or the good one?
If I were you, I'd watch my step from now on.
Oh, well, that's sound advice, Nurse Riggin. The janitors are just not cleaning up after the patients the way they used to. Isn't that right, Betty, dear?
Oh, you're so right, Barbara Bunny. Why, just as I was entering the front door before, you wouldn't believe what I stepped on.
What?
Dottie Burbaum's colostomy bag. You should have seen that sucker squirt all over the place.
Oh, yes, it was quite a mess.
Oh, quite.
Just remember my warning.
My money's on her as the murderer.
Oh, yes. You might be right, Barbara, dear. I'll place one of the bugs that Lieutenant Jones gave us in her room.
Oh, yes, very good idea.
Bernie Smellman, you're looking terrific. I see retirement is doing you a lot of good.
Well, I had my prostate taken out a couple of weeks ago, Lieutenant.
Yes, too bad. Well, you see, the reason
last
I brought
year,
you...
Last year, I had a triple bypass. And from all that smoking I used to do, they had to take a lung out last summer.
And
a few months ago, I broke my hip.
That's too bad, Bernie.
Well, actually, it worked out for the best. I asked the doctors to give me the same kind of hip they gave Bo Jackson. You know, so I could run like a gazelle.
Well, how's it working out?
Pretty good. And they took me literally. They gave me the hip of a gazelle.
No kidding.
Yeah, last week I ran down a rabbit for lunch. Now, what did you call me for?
Well, how'd you like to do a little undercover work for me?
Well, anything for you. Roger, Dodger.
I just sent the Brooks sisters into Stonehenge to see if they could find out who's been killing all those patients.
The Brooks sisters? What are you, nuts? They're multiple murderers.
Listen, I haven't got time to quibble over trivial details. They promised me they were going to go straight. I need you to go in there to see if they're legit.
What's the fee?
What do you need?
A reinvigorated sex drive.
Oh, gee, Bernie.
Well, you know, I was thinking about how they gave me the hip of a gazelle. Well, there's the part of a horse's anatomy
Bernie, yeah. I'll give you $100.
All right, I'll take it. At my age, $100 is as good as a sex drive.
Barbara, do you have the bug?
To go jitterbugging, yes?
No, the bug that Lieutenant Jones gave us.
Yes, of course I've got it.
Good. Here's Nurse Ricketts' room.
Oh, she's not here.
Well, where could she be this time of night?
Probably down in the lab getting male hormone injections. Quick, let's plant this bug and blow this joint.
Look, Barbara Bunny. The name Smellman is written on this paper here on her night table.
Let me see that. Look at this. The name of his insurance company and policy number is written here, too.
What are you two doing in my room? Spying?
No, Nurse Ricketts. Barbara is walking in her sleep.
Oh!
And I just found her here.
You expect me to believe that?
Oh, James, dearest, Come into the pantry for a moment. I'd like you to try my latest ice cream flavor, pastel paisley laced with chocolate fudge.
It's the same dream every night. Barbara thinks she's Dolly Madison.
Damn the torpedoes! Full speed ahead!
You expect me to buy this?
Take a test drive before you make up your mind to buy. That's what I always told my customers.
Don't fire until you see the clouds of their cataract!
Get her out of here, Betty. And if I find something missing in this room, your lives won't be worth those two-ply diapers you're wearing.
Come on, Barbara. Back to bed with you.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Hey, good morning, ladies.
Oh, good morning, Sterry. How would you like some oolong?
Well, I prefer Pico.
So he's right, Barbara. I think we've been drinking oolong too long.
What is that you're reading, Betty?
Oh, the driver's manual to the 1958 Rambler in the original Hebrew. Actually, it's a letter from a second cousin removed.
Yes, removed from this earth. He kicked a bucket yesterday.
He shuffled off this mortal coil.
He sang his last hurrah.
He bid a fond adieu.
He bought the farm.
Well, my deepest sympathies are with you both.
He left us $10 million. Look, here's the check.
Oh, what a skinflint. Only $10 million.
Good heavens, ladies. You shouldn't be waving that in the air. You could give someone ideas. Why don't you let me deposit that check in your account?
Oh, what a splendid idea, Sterry, darling. Here you are.
I'll take care of it right away.
Oh, what a splendid fellow that Alistair. Always willing to help.
We only have a couple of days to get the goods on Ricketts, Betty Bunny. As soon as Sterry finds out that that check is as rubberized as the treatment room, he'll suspect foul play.
Oh, yes, Barbara. We must act, or our gooses will be cooked.
Mr. Snowman, it's Nurse Ricketts. As part of our orientation for new patients, we give you a luxurious and relaxing evening sponge bath.
Sponge bath? That's for old people.
And how old are we, Mr. Smellman?
Well, I know how old I am. You look like you're on the backside of death.
You're 78 years old, Mr. Smellman. That's old in any book. In fact, at your age, you could die at any moment. Now, lie back and enjoy your sponge bath.
Ow! Hey, that sponge feels a little rough.
Oh, we ran out of sponges, so I'm using a steel wool pad. It may be a little rough, but you should see the shine I'm bringing out on your back. So, Mr. Greenwald tells me you're a retired mule driver.
Yeah, I have to give it up.
Oh, I know, because you were tired of making an ass out of yourself?
Nah, I came down with a bad case of syphilis. To this day, I don't know how it happened.
I'll bet. So, I hear you're worth a fortune.
And I've got no one to share it with. What good is all that money when you've got no one to share it with?
I'd like to share your money, Mr. Smellman.
You would?
But not with you. I'd like to share your money with a man I love. Are you enjoying your sponge bath?
Once you get past the sheer agony, it actually feels pretty good, Nurse Ricketts.
Would you like another pillow, Bernie?
Why, sure.
Attention, Mr. Greenwald. Please go to Mrs. Melman's room immediately. Emergency. Emergency.
Barbara, dear, staff. Wake up.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Attention, Mr. Greenwald.
I know I'm old enough to be your
oldest sister. Mrs. Melman's room.
Oh,
immediately.
I'm old emergency. Enough to be your mother.
Emergency.
Okay, I admit it. I'm old enough to be your grandmother. Why can't you just think of me as your own special lethal weapon?
Oh. Barbara Bunny, wake up! Something's awry!
Oh, good heavens! Awry, is it? Let's go!
Oh, don't look, ladies. It's our new patient, Smellman. He's dead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
It's the odor of bitter almonds again. I'd better call Lieutenant Jones. Now, I suggest all of you get back to bed. I'll handle this.
Oh, poor Smellman.
Barbara, dear, did you ever see such a shiny back before?
Look, I could see myself. Now, Betty, why didn't you tell me about this hair growing out of my chin?
Well, darling, I didn't notice it. Barbara! Barbara, wake up!
Oh, Macaulay, you were so wonderful in those Home Alone movies. How would you like to do a Home Alone with me sequel?
Barbara, wake up. Someone's in our room. It must be Nurse Ricketts.
Are you sure? Maybe it's the house settling. No. The Nurse Ricketts are there doing the remake of Elephant Walk outside our door.
I'll go stand by the door. You lure her into the room and I'll smash her over the head.
Good plan.
Quick, Barbara. Turn on the light.
Good heavens. It's William, the chef.
Oh, my head.
Get up, you interloper.
So you're the killer.
That's not true.
Then what are you doing sneaking into our room?
Oh, Talk!
I will both make sexual advances at you
at the same time.
I was going to steal your teeth.
Steal our teeth? Why in heaven's name?
Steal our teeth? Why, for heaven's sake?
Well, you know how the other patients are always losing their teeth. Well, if they see a patient with a set, they pay me to steal them. The highest bidder gets the next set. And since you two have the only sets left, I figure I can make out like a bandit.
I find this business about bandits being able to make out highly overrated. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was dating my fifth husband, Lucky Louis. Mm-hmm. He couldn't make out worth spit. But my, oh my, could he spend the cash? Remember?
Oh, I do. Are you sure you're not here to steal our insurance policy?
Well, why would I want to do that? Everyone's got their own insurance policy.
We don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
I'll talk. I was sent to see if you two are in cahoots with the cops.
Who sent you?
Please, don't make me tell you. I'll get killed if you...
How'd you like to feel a good body, William? Oh, dear.
Oh, my. He's dead.
Oh, I guess we squeezed a little too hard.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think he was talking about?
Maybe Nurse Ricketts sent him here to see what he could find out. We better tell Sterry.
So, good idea. Let's go.
Here's his room.
Oh, look, it's open.
I say, did you get the name of Snowman's insurance company?
I thought that was your job. I don't see the bank account.
Oh, no, no, no. You need an insurance policy pendant number, otherwise we can't collect the money.
He's good for nothing, and you killed him anyway.
Oh, you must be insane. I didn't kill Snowman. You did.
That's absurd. I gave him a sponge bath. Sponge baths don't kill people. People kill people.
Well, how about if the sponge is dipped in a solution of cyanide and some of the liquid gets into Snowman's mouth?
Nice try, Alistair.
I want you to admit you killed Snowman. You killed them all for their insurance money.
I did not. You're the killer and you know it.
Fuck you, ugly old hag.
I will not, you pockmarked Meister Singer.
Take
off your diaper, or I'll rip it off you.
I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Oh, I go wild when you give me a bear hug and you're squeezing the life out of me.
I love it too.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, run. I think the killer has seen us.
Oh, yes, but did we see the killer?
Oh, my. I left my glasses in the room. I didn't see a thing.
Well, I had my glasses on, Betty, dear. But with my cataracts, I couldn't tell Betty Goodman from Jody Goodman. Betty, buddy. Oh, so damn. I can't go on any longer.
We must call Lieutenant Jones.
Stop right there, the both of you.
Please don't snuff the life out of us. I haven't seen Paris yet, and Barbara has never seen the pilot to get to Mars.
Don't take another step.
Oh, Sterry, now don't tell me you're the killer.
All right. I won't.
Alistair, are you all right? Alistair, answer me.
I'm afraid he can't hear you, Betty, dear.
You mean he's...
That's right. His hearing aid fell out.
Since when does a falling hearing aid produce all that blood, Barbara Bunny?
It might be an allergic reaction.
He's dead, you old bird. Let him move.
Oh, so you're the one killing all the patients.
Actually, that was Alistair. But when he changed his mind about sharing the booty with me, I had to kill him.
Oh, he wouldn't share his booty, eh? That would have left you bootyless. And penniless, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Not a very bootiful sight, if you ask me.
That's enough. Now, let's go to the kitchen.
What do What are you going to do? Feed us? I've got a yen for fistic.
Oh, I'm going to let you two freeze to death in this walk-in freezer.
Oh,
get in there. I guess I won't see you until hell freezes over.
Oh, you haven't heard the last from us, you two time bitties.
That's right, dear. He thinks she's a nurse and does she help us at all. I hate being the victim. I can't.
No fun at all. I'd rather all...
Oh, I say, Betty, dear, it does seem a little chilly in here.
Oh, according to this thermometer, it says it's 15 degrees. Why, that's colder than a witch's. Now, how does the end of that go?
No, we mustn't think about the cold, dear. We have to just put it out of our heads.
I know. They say that when you're facing death, your whole life flashes in front of your eyes.
Oh, good heavens, Betty, what a morbid thought.
Don't you see, Barbara? We're so old that it will take weeks for our lives to flash before our eyes.
Oh, Betty, do you remember the time we decided to follow our life of crime?
Oh, I certainly do. It was a moonless night in June.
Oh, well, actually, it rained and it was the month of May.
Oh, you're so right, Barbara Bunny. I can remember we were having dinner at Les Chic Eatery, enjoying veal franchise and sharing a bottle of Chateau Nouvelle de Cuisine.
Oh, your memory serves you well, Betty. But we were eating Mexican at the Gay Sombrero, and we were sharing a bottle of Hombre Red Man tequila over jalapeno and chimichangas. And I believe it was breakfast.
Barbara, am I getting old?
No, Betty, dearest, that's just you. And you are getting older.
And colder. Barbara Bunny, I don't know how much longer I can hold out.
Oh, let's hold each other close, dear. Maybe our body warmth can keep us going a little longer.
It's not working, Barbara Bunny.
Thank God I found you.
Oh, amen to that.
Come on, let me get you out of here. Are you two all right?
Oh, look at this. My hair is breaking off.
Must be frozen, dear.
You know that bug you planted in Nurse Ricketts' room? Well, we heard her talking on the phone to some guy named Coogan. She told him she killed Greenwald and was in on the plan to steal the patient's insurance money. We just nabbed her as she was packing to leave. Would you believe it? She threw a glass eye at us.
So impeccable police work, Lieutenant.
Astute and astounding.
Oh, not to mention astonishing.
Right, I couldn't...
Ladies, please.
Yes?
So let me ask you, how do you like being on the right side of the law now?
Oh, the temptation to err is powerful. A little voice inside me seems to be saying, steal the insurance policies. Steal the insurance policies. But when I listen closer, it's just my hearing aid picking up the local oldie station.
Oh, amen to that.
Oh.
You've been listening to The Adventures of the Brooks Sisters. Today's episode, The Asylum Murders, was written by Larry Wilde. It starred Maya Daniels, Candy Joseph, Bob Arcina, Susan Berkeley, and Larry Weiner. Original music and engineer, Angelo Panetta. Assistant engineer, Pat Cleach. Brooks Sisters theme song composed by John Amadeo. Join us next time when we hear Barbara say to Betty,
you wouldn't believe where I found my missing pencil. It was stuck right under my lip.
That's next on The Adventures of the Brooks Sisters. This has been a production of the Radio Repertory Company of America.